You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to the newly relaunched Locked On MLB podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. You can follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnMLB, and you can follow me at SullyBaseball, and on Instagram at SullyBaseballPodcast. You can get the Locked On MLB podcast on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podbean, Player FM, wherever you get your podcasts. You know how to listen to podcasts. You're listening to one right now. If you can go to the website LockedOnMLB.com, you can listen to the show directly. And when you get into your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. Make sure to check out the other great shows on Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Yankees with my friend Stacey Gatsoulias, who I will mention later in this show. And you can get your team every day and listen to the takes of local experts on the biggest stories. Well, today is Tuesday, the 23rd day of April. What year is it? I almost said 2017. That's how off I am. It's 2019. It's April 23rd, 2019. And let's talk a little bit about last night in baseball and a couple of things that happened in baseball that reflected some of my past podcasts. Some of the things that I talked about came to life, and I felt, I don't want to say vindicated, I just feel like I'm right. I'm right about a few things. Now, first and foremost, I wanted to get this out of the way because I was very nervous going into to the games yesterday because Chris Sale has been awful, absolutely awful, and I was terrified that he was going to lose. And he didn't because the Red Sox got rained out and they play a doubleheader today. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, my time, I'm in California, 1 o'clock Boston time, Chris Sale, with his wonderful 0-4 record and 8.50 earned run average, is going to go up against the Tigers, who are tactically now a better team than the Red Sox, because the Tigers are 10-10, and the Red Sox are 9-13. So, Chris, if you have any ability, please win today. And if this is what you're going to be, tell us. If you're just going to be a lousy pitcher, tell us. Do us a favor and feign an injury so at least we can put you on the disabled list. And oh yeah, the Yankees just released Gio Gonzalez. I have no clue why the Yankees released Gio Gonzalez. The Yankees, half of the Yankees are on the disabled list right now. Aaron Judge may be out for a while. And they are going to release Gio Gonzalez. Now granted, they need batters as much as anything. But why wouldn't you want to bring up Gio Gonzalez and put him in your rotation? I don't understand why this is happening. Severino is still out, and you know someone else is going to get hurt. Just by the way the Yankees have been unfolding this year. Why would you let him go? Well, he's going to be a free agent, and if I were the Boston Red Sox, and I'm not, I would sign both Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel because they need that pitching depth. Yes, they're coming off of the sweep of the Rays and things may be turning around. I still don't trust their pitching depth. The Mets have to do it too. The Mets need this desperately. The New York Mets should be, I mean, it should be really a bidding war between two huge market teams. The Mets and the Red Sox should be falling all over themselves to get Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel into their starting rotation. Am I saying that Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel are the second coming of Christy Mathewson and Grover Cleveland Alexander? No, I'm not. But I'm also saying that these pitching staffs need that. The Red Sox are trying to defend a World Series title, or at least get back into the race. And the Mets, as I'm recording this right now, are tied for first with Philadelphia in what is a scrum in the National League East, and any win that could be picked up at any point of the season would be helpful for the Mets if they really, really want to be playing in this October. Now, one thing I talked about on the podcast on Friday and on Monday was about trying to stay positive about the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays, I believe, are the feel-good story in baseball, and I made a pact that when I talk about the Rays, I'm not going to bring up attendance or stadium issues. I'm only going to be discussing the positive things. And one of the positive things about them is they remain in first place. They are the best team in terms of win-loss record in baseball right now. There is not one team with a better winning percentage than the Tampa Bay Rays right now. They're 15-8. That's a 6.52 winning percentage. That's just ahead of the Mariners. It's just ahead of the Twins. And the only teams playing 600 ball at this point in the season are the Rays, the Twins, the Mariners, and Pittsburgh Pirates, and the LA Dodgers. And we all predicted all of those, right? But the Rays won again. And yesterday, did you see what happened yesterday with the Rays? This is what I'm talking about, how we should be thinking about them. They won. They have the best record in baseball in terms of winning percentage. And the go-ahead homer was hit yesterday by Mike Zunino, the Rays catcher. And this was his first day back after the birth of his son, Rhett Zunino. And he hit a dramatic home run. They put the Rays ahead for good. Gestured to the dugout, gestured to the camera, pointing out that it was a home run hit for his boy. Now, isn't that a nicer story than talking about the empty seats? This is what I'm talking about. There's reasons to not only follow the team, but there's reasons to feel good about it. To say, oh, that's a fun story. That's a nice story. That story is nice. That's a nice story. It's a heartwarming story. Warm those cockles of your heart. And realize that the Rays are a legit team. And right now, nobody's playing better. They're Carly Simon-ing it. Nobody does it better than the Rays right now. And they're probably going to pile up a couple of wins because they're playing KC. Who are they playing today? They're playing, they're still playing Kansas City. Stanek is pitching, although when you look at the pitching line for Tampa Bay, you don't know if that person's just going to throw one pitch. And Homer Bailey. Well, there's a feel-good story. Homer Bailey pitched really well for Kansas City against the Yankees over the weekend. This is the same dude who threw a couple of no-hitters for the Reds. And everyone thought he was going to be a stud and went through all these injuries, and he's coming back. So we got a feel-good story going on in Tampa Bay this afternoon. Now, a couple other things happened. I don't know if you noticed one of the other teams that I mentioned as playing 600 quality ball, 600 ball in terms of winning percentage, would be the Minnesota Twins. Your Minnesota Twins. They're not my Minnesota Twins. I'm sure someone listening here is a Twins fan. So if you're listening, they're your Minnesota Twins. Well, they went to Houston, a team that I picked to go to the World Series, and a team that I think is going to be a playoff team, even though they're not in first place right now. Seattle is. I do think Houston is going to right the ship and win that division. And Minnesota, who's in a division with Cleveland, and I think everybody picked Cleveland to win. I know I did. Minnesota's in first place right now because they're playing really well, and this is one of those challenge games. Go into Houston, see if you can play well. Guess what? The bats came out really, really hot. Jorge Polanco, who hit for the cycle earlier this year, had a four-hit, four-RBI game. Twins beat the Astros 9-5. That's right, they Dolly Partoned the Astros 9-5. And they're now 13-7. That's a team. There's right there. Another team that you win these games, you fight these challenges. I mean, Polanco, this is a breakout year for him so far. I don't know if you're into batting average. His batting average is .392. His OPS is 1.168, and he's had some huge games. Jake Odorizzi was fine. Pitched into the sixth, didn't walk anybody, let up a bunch of hits, but only two of them scored. Their bullpen was a little shaky, but in the end, they got the job done. So, Minnesota passing some key tests right now. Now, one game that I wanted to bring up, Stacey Gatsoulias, I mentioned her. She's the host of the wonderful Locked On Yankees podcast. She's as big a Yankee fan as you'll ever meet. And she was complaining on, I think it was Monday's episode, that the Yankee-Angel game was starting too late for her to really get into. It's going to start 10 o'clock at night in New York. And alas, do you know how late it went? It got too late for me, and I'm in California. I didn't hear the ending. I had to go to bed. Your pal Sully actually has a job. And that was a 14-inning game. Yankees took the lead in the 12th, blew it, and eventually took the lead again in the 14th and held on. And so, and Urshela was amazing, great defense, some big hits and everything like that. Yankees got a win. Angels, who are just awful. I'm sorry. I mean, I know they're worse teams than the Angels, but I just look at them and say, you're not going to do anything this year. You've been given this wonderful player in Trout, and you're not doing piddly-poo. But there is a fundamental problem. They started a game with the Angels and the Yankees at 10 o'clock in New York. Now, I mentioned there is a solution for this. Baseball wants to market itself. Baseball wants to have its stars seen. But when New York gets a chance to see Mike Trout, they're putting him on 10 o'clock at night on a weekday. Maybe, I'm going to go out on a limb here, maybe you give the Yankees an off day on Monday and you play those games as day games in California. Games that start at 1 o'clock here or maybe even 4 o'clock here. That was my compromise I talked about before. We have lots of day games in California. We're used to that. The weather's nice. That's why the properties are so expensive, even though we're living on a fault line. But the idea that you're not going to have your biggest media market be able to see your biggest star because, well, we're going to start the game at 7 o'clock in California. We get to see Mike Trout all the time. He plays out here. I spend a big chunk of my time in the Los Angeles area. I can watch Mike Trout every day. The idea is getting him seen by the big markets in the East. And yes, that is important. And yeah, you can adjust the schedule for stuff. So, this should be a bigger game. This should be a bigger... We should have more eyeballs on this game. We got to do it for the local markets. No. Let's put the game on so more eyeballs can see our biggest players. You have a very popular Yankee team with a very popular fan base in New York. They are. The Yankees are popular now. They're good. They nearly made the World Series 2 years ago. They won 100 games last year. They're all banged up right now, but there's a lot of excitement for this Yankee team. And have those Yankee fans who are watching them also get a chance to see Mike Trout, and you put him on at 10 o'clock a night on a Monday, that's just stupid. That's stupid. That's not taking into account who's playing and what kind of eyeballs you want to see. Oh, but that means you're favoring one fan base and one media market over another. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. You want New Yorkers to be able to see Mike Trout. That's not that crazy a thought. Or you want Yankee fans who are spread out all over the country and do the same thing for Red Sox fans to be able to do that. It's not that hard of a concept to have. And yet, evidently, it is. Hey, we're going to take a little break, and I want to talk to you about something stupid that I'm thinking about. that I actually think might have some merit.
And just a reminder, you can get Locked On MLB on the new Himalaya podcast app. In this ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with its personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On MLB. All right, I know my mom is listening to this, so Mom, just do me a favor and skip ahead a little bit. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, everybody else, let's talk about sex. Good, ready-to-go sex. Now, you can increase your performance and build up your confidence. Everyone but my mom, listen up. I'm talking about BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, while stuck in traffic after a Dodger game. I don't judge. They're chewable, and they work twice as fast as the pill, so you know you'll be ready quicker than a manager can make a pitching change. Now, everyone I know has tested it, and I have many trustworthy friends who confide with me very personal details. They all tell me it gives them a little extra and it works great. Now, we baseball fans, we know all about getting a little edge with performance enhancers. And this is just isn't for people who can't perform. This is for anyone who wants something a little extra. Look, Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships to your door, discreet package, no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no awkwardness. In fact, the only awkwardness involved in Blue Chew is knowing that my mom is probably still listening. Made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Now, right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. All of that just by going to BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Once again, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. BlueChew, the better, cheaper, and faster choice. Thank you for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast.
Still April, but the Rays' magic number is 138. The Twins' magic number is 141. And the Mariners' magic number is also 138. The Rays and the Mariners have the same magic number at this point. It is with tongue firmly in cheek that I talk about the magic number as if we're going down the stretch in September. But do you know what? I was thinking about this because this is kind of the dumb thing that goes into my head. Is there is a certain amount of merit to be able to look at when a team is in first place or when a team is a playoff team and see how late in the season you get to that point. How late in the season you are still a playoff team. The Mariners have been a playoff team since game one, where they were playing those two weird games in the Tokyo Dome. But it'd be interesting to see how late in the season they stay at that point. Now, counting off the magic number, it looks, having these three teams be the division winners would be, I don't know, I think kind of glorious to see the Rays, Twins, and Mariners, three teams that you don't normally think of as powerhouses, especially in a sport where everyone complains that the big market teams are always the winners. That would be a great rebuttal. As it stands right now, if the playoffs started today, those would be your three division winners, the Rays, the Twins, Seattle Mariners. The wild card game would be between the Houston Astros and the Cleveland Indians. So there would be no Red Sox, there would be no Yankees. So for the people who say the Red Sox and Yankees buy their playoff ticket every year, that would be the rebuttal. The last time, when was the last time that the Red Sox and Yankees both missed the postseason at the same time? You have to go all the way back to 2014. 2014, they both were out of the postseason. It's the only time that's happened in the wild card era, that you did not have a Yankee team or you did not have a Red Sox team in the postseason. You would have thought everyone would have thought of that as a utopia. Like, look at that, no Red Sox, no Yankees. Isn't it great for baseball? The National League playoff picture is much more cloudy at this point. The Mets and the Phillies would have to play a play-in game for the National League East. The Pirates and the Cardinals would have to play a play-in game for the National League Central. Easy for you to say. The losers of those games would play each other in the wild card game. So it would be the loser of Mets-Phillies would play the loser of Pirates-Cardinals for the wild card game. The winner of the wild card game would play the... Who would they play? The winner of the wild card game would play the winner of the... Well, they'd play the Dodgers. And then the winner of the NL Central would play the winner of the NL East. It's very complicated. But it would be the teams that we know would be playing would be the Mets, Phillies, Pirates, Cardinals, and Dodgers. Those would be the playoff teams. It would just be like the end of last year where it took some untangling on the final day to figure out who was playing whom. Which again shows you, remembering how the year ended last year, it shows you why it's important to pick up as many wins as you can possibly pick up at this point of the year. But what I was thinking about is, if you do those, if the playoffs started today's scenarios, if you started doing it at the beginning of the year, and I didn't, this may be something I start doing now, that you can see how late in the year you're in that little chart of if the playoffs started today. Because I believe that if you can say the day after Labor Day, if the playoffs started today, your team is in that after Labor Day, then as a general manager who's put the team together, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I did my job. And in a way, the team can look at the fan base and say, we did our job. We did the main function of what we're supposed to do for a baseball season. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the year, and I meant it. The team's main job, if we think of this as a form of entertainment, and as a form of entertainment that we have to take us through the summer months, the spring and summer months are spent following baseball. If you're playing baseball in the fall, then you're an elite team, and this is a special year. But what a team's job to entertain its fan base is to say, do you want, we're going to give you a summer. I mentioned this on opening day, and I thought maybe this is the way to articulate it. If you can get through the entire summer, getting into September and Labor Day, with your team still a playoff contender, and you say, do you know what? We went through the summer, and it mattered. There was a reason to watch the games. There was a reason to go. There was a reason to turn on the game when you're at the cookout, when you're at the beach, when you're doing whatever you're doing in the summer. You're taking a drive. You listen to the game. Do they have a shot? Yeah, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in it. So I'm going to do my if the playoffs start today, and I'm going to take note of how late some of these teams are in the playoff picture. And if some of them drop out in June and they never come back into the chart, no, you didn't do your job. But if you still are hitting that charts as we enter September, then that team has accomplished its job. So we got a big night of baseball. We got a big question mark of whether or not Chris Sale is still a major league pitcher. And the Mariners looking to chip away that 138 magic number, and they're doing so against the San Diego Padres tonight. And I got to make a pick here. I got to go out there. I got to make a prediction. And do you know what? I'm going to make my prediction. I predict that the Padres are going to win. In fact, I think Nick Margavicius, who is the starting pitcher for the Padres, will throw the first no-hitter ever
by a San Diego Padres pitcher. I think that's going to happen tonight. Write it down. That's my prediction. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can listen to the show on the Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbeam, wherever you get your podcasts. You get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On MLB. Leave us a positive review on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Help spread the word. And remember to check out the other podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This has been the Locked On MLB Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.